I grew up in a North Inch, and that's about it. I can't understand why I'm choking up, but and what? Then went to a boys' home.
Where was the orphanage and boys' home?
Pineville, Louisiana.
Okay. Are there some things in your life that you're particularly proud of?
I can't think of any.
Some kind of work or?
Well, I liked my job.
And what did you do?
I've done a lot of things. I was a salesman, and from there I went into pipe fitting. Traveled all over, working on nuclear power plants.
So what year did you go into the service, and which branch did you go into?
I went into the Army in 1952.
Did you volunteer, or were you drafted?
I was drafted.
How did you imagine military life would be before you joined?
I never had a problem with that because I was raised in a type of military situation, regimental all the time.
Tell me a little bit about what basic training was like for you after you joined the Army.
Well, basic training was a little different than I expected it to be, but it prepared me for what I had to do.
Do you remember any humorous incidents from basic training that kind of stick with you?
No, it was all misery.
Do you remember finding out where you were going to be sent after basic training? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. They gave us orders to ship us to the Far East, and I knew that was the end of the line.
In what sense?
Well, I knew that I wasn't going to get good duty. I knew I was going into a combat zone.
When you traveled to Korea, how did you get there?
I got there by a troop ship, and we hit the tail end of a typhoon, and I thought the ship was going to sink because the screws would come up out of the water and it would just vibrate. Then we landed in Japan. That was our first deal, and then we got all the gear for combat, rifle, ammo.
And how did you get from Japan to Korea then?
On another ship.
Okay. No typhoon this time, though.
No, no, no. And I said, I made a vow that I would never get on another ship. I didn't know how I would get home, but I wasn't going to go get it on another ship.
Do you remember about that in terms of getting yourself situated up there?
Well, I remember as soon as we got up to the front, it was kind of late, and they said, okay, you got to dig in. I started digging in, but it wasn't, I guess I thought it was, you know, kind of like a joke. I wasn't scared then. And then they come down and they said, you didn't get deep enough. I said, well, we aren't going to be here very long. So he said, you're going to be here a while. So you better dig that hole so you can cover yourself without getting your head out of it. I thought, my goodness. And you had a little entrenching tool. But I really didn't dig it that deep because you can't dig too good in that soil with an entrenching tool. And it was just, you could lay down in it, and that would protect you. But that's just about what I dug until they started shelling us. And then you dug a little deeper.
More motivation, huh?
Yeah.
Did you return to the United States on a boat?
I sure did, because when they said, Bill, you can go home, I said, where's that boat?
Do you think you would have swum back if
I would have. I'd have got on a log and pedaled back.
So anything else you'd like to say about this experience you had fighting to defend the country? Any other word or?
I would not trade the experience for $1 million, but I wouldn't take $1 million to go back.